Afternoon Show, 12:30 till 3:30, Monday to Friday, with Christine Layton on ABC Radio Perth.
So what terms should we retire or use less? Use less. The art of language is, you know, one of the oldest things that means that we're human. Over hundreds and thousands of years, the words we use change. And how do you keep it updated? And what should we and shouldn't we be saying? There is some audio that sparked the conversation in our team. It came from Tuesday's The World Today episode. Controversial MP Bernie Finn talking about being expelled from Victoria's Liberal Party.
I have done nothing wrong.
Shame.
I have done nothing wrong. What do they do to somebody who does do something wrong? That's what I want to know. Can we expect a lynching on the steps here?
And just keep in mind that he is anti-abortion and says that if women are raped, they have to keep the kids. So that's why he was, in part, expelled from the Liberal Party. But the term lynching, I mean, I've still seen it in news stories from various sources over the last weeks and months. Do you think a politician using that term should be apologising for it? It has quite the history in terms of mental health and our shameful past. I thought I'd put this to Professor Kate Burridge. She's a linguist from Monash University and knows all about the words. Hello, Professor.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. What do you think about the term lynching? Should we get rid of it?
Well, it does have a very grisly past. As I understand it, it comes from the name Lynch. So there was Lynch law, and that was, I think, in the 1700s. And it was, I suppose, in reference generally to kind of mob justice. But, of course, people associate it more particularly with in the African-American context. So it is a horrible word, I agree, but can't ban these words. That's the trouble. And, of course, do you really want to ban them? I mean, you've got to sort of fess up to you know, the bleak history. It's when it gets used, I suppose, in this exaggerated sense, as in the clip you've just played. And in fact, you know, when he declared that the Liberal Party was dead, it's another exaggeration. We are all exaggerators, you know. We go for this kind of linguistic overkill, and this kind of emotional extravagance is, in fact, what drives so much change, because, of course, through this exaggerated use, the words get kind of emptied of their original force. So, yeah. You know, a lot of people trot out the word decimate that used to mean, you know, sort of kill one in ten. And, of course, now we use it in this kind of very loose sense, as if something was decimated. And, you know, even something like spill used to mean slay and put to death. Spill as in spilling water, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah. And decimate, I mean, deca is 10 in Greek. Mm. I had no idea. And that's why we get you on. It's interesting. I heard you say that we shouldn't ban words as such.
It never works. It never, and because the other thing is with words, of course, they don't have one size fits all, you know. So even the worst of words can be used by people as terms of endearment, or, you know, so what's a shocking word for one group may not necessarily be for another group. The thing about words is, of course, they're not like math symbols. They don't have which is why they can slip around all the time, and particularly over time. If you're thinking about banning words, I mean, I'm a left-hander, for example, and I do take exception to words like sinister and awkward and gauche, because they all meant simply left, you know. Oh. So, you know, the sinister shift shows that they thought people who are left-handed were evil, and the gauche one, you know, is again awkward, and awkward simply meant from an awk direction or from a left direction. But of course, you can't ban these words. And
I did not know that. My mum's a left-hander, Ned Flanders from The Simpsons, obviously a very famous left-hander, and I just thought it meant that you smudge everything you write. But
that's probably a good reason.
That's right. 10 minutes.
And then you look, you know, at the right-handed words like dexterous. You know, that simply meant right. All this goodness associated with the word right, as in you know, the right honourable and sitting in the right-hand man, and all as opposed to having two left legs and, you know, the left-handed monkey wrench. You know, it's a handist world out there in terms of our vocabulary. But it's tricky with these. I know there are some words that people think are so appalling that whatever the context, they should not be uttered.
Yes, yes.
But it's just not that straightforward, unfortunately.
Thank you so much for coming on to discuss this. It's always good to catch up.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Professor Kate Burridge. She is from Monash. We've been talking about terms that we should retire.